Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to study the subject of fear and how to have victory over fear. We live in a day and age when fear truly is on every side. News reports, both on the radio, television, and in the newspapers, report account after account of perilous times in which we live, which incite fear into the hearts of people who do not guard their hearts against it with the Word of God. First of all, we must recognize that fear is an enemy to our faith. Satan, the enemy of our soul, seeks to inject fear into the atmosphere on a continual basis. Satan knows that if a person can get their heart and their eyes off of the goodness of God, the promises of God, the Word of God, the counsel of God, the sure covenant of God, and put their eyes and their focus and their attention upon circumstances that look frightening, then he will win the battle against that individual. Fear is an enemy to your faith. Faith is that unshakable confidence in God, his character, and his word. It is that trust in God himself and his goodness and his love for you. Fear is a spirit that wars against your faith. It attempts to get you to doubt, mistrust, or even abandon your faith in God and his word. You could say that fear itself targets the promises of God and says the opposite. Fear will say you're going to lose your job and you won't have enough to provide for your family, while faith says what the Word of God says, that God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And faith says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Any fear that Satan brings to your mind is perpetrated to proclaim that God's promise covering that particular area of your life will not come to pass or is not true. Yet we have been designed by God to be a people of faith, to live and breathe in faith, to walk confidently with our God throughout the earth, regardless of what circumstances may present to us, and to come out the other side of those circumstances victorious, proving the goodness of the Lord and proving the will of God. Dr. E. Stanley Jones once said a most profound statement regarding this issue of faith and fear. He said this, I am inwardly fashioned for faith, not for fear. Fear is not my native land, faith is. I am so made that worry and anxiety are sand in the machinery of life. Faith is the oil. I live better by faith and confidence than by fear, doubt, and anxiety. In anxiety and worry, my being is gasping for breath. These are not my native air. But in faith and confidence, I breathe freely. These are my native air. A Johns Hopkins University doctor once said, we do not know why it is that worriers die sooner than non-worriers, but that is a fact. But I, who am of a simple mind, think I know. We are inwardly constructed in nerve and tissue, brain, cell, and soul for faith and not for fear. God made us this way. To live by worry is to live against reality. And I would add to Dr. E. Stanley Jones's comment this, to live by fear is to live against the very design of God for our life of faith. We know from 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This scripture points to the fact that fear is a spirit. It is a demonic spirit that is sent out to attempt to undermine the faith of believers and to hold in bondage and torment unbelievers. The spirit of fear has not come from God. God identifies this in the writing of the apostle in this epistle to Timothy. If that spirit hasn't come from God, we can be assured it has come from the enemy of our soul. God said, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, I've given you power. Power over every work of the enemy. God says he's given us love because perfect love casts out all fear. God says he's given us a sound mind. And by that sound mind, we can reject and renounce every thought of fear that attempts to take hold in our thought life. And this is the area where fear is initially fought. It is in the thought life. The spirit of fear always presents words that speak of impending doom to a person. We find this strategy used in the book of Nehemiah, where the enemy attempted to incite fear and to frighten Nehemiah as he sought to do God's work. God had used Nehemiah to go back to Jerusalem after many years as Babylonian captives. The Jews, though they had returned to Jerusalem, had never rebuilt the walls around the city. And God put it on the heart of Nehemiah to be the one to go and encourage the people to build the wall again and to restore that wall around the city of Jerusalem. As he began this project, having favor with the king that he served as the cupbearer, Nehemiah went back that 1,500-mile journey from Babylon back to Jerusalem. So he was walking in the will of God. When a person is walking in the will of God, seeking to do God's will, a strategy of the enemy will come against them that is called the spirit of fear. This is the exact strategy that was moved against this man of God, Nehemiah. It says in Nehemiah chapter 6, starting at verse 15, so the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month of Elul in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it and all the nations around us saw these things that they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came to them. For many in Judah were pledged to him because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Arah, and his son had married the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. Also, they reported his good deeds before me and reported my words to him. And then this last verse gives us an interesting clue of the strategy of the enemy. And Tobiah sent letters to frighten me. Tobiah sent letters to frighten Nehemiah. He was doing the work of God. He had completed the building of the wall, and words were sent against him. Letters were sent to frighten him. He was accused of leading a rebellion against the king, of being ready to be put into position of the king of Jerusalem. He said many words against Nehemiah in these letters, trying to frighten him and get him to back off of the calling of God on his life. Fear will come against you to try to get you to back off and to step down and to back away, to withdraw from God's calling on your life. Don't let a spirit of fear, which is the enemy of your faith, work its work against you. It starts in the thought life. Words are sent against you by that demonic spirit of fear, just like the natural enemy in the book of Nehemiah sent words in a letter form to frighten Nehemiah. Be wise and be on guard against this spirit of fear, which is an enemy of your faith. Join me this week as we continue this study on freedom from fear. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a faith-filled and victorious week. Hi, friends. This is Rita again. I wanted to take a minute and just invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries as we reach around the world with the Word of God. this month for our friends who send in a gift of $25 or more, we are offering a beautiful gift of the Illustrated Book of Acts. It is a fantastic gift for children or grandchildren. It has full color illustration in cartoon fashion of every single verse in the Book of Acts in the NASB translation, and it is a wonderful gift that your family will just treasure. Times together reading and looking at the beautiful illustrations of the exciting adventures found in the Book of Acts. Write to us today and let us know that you'd like to support Hidden with Christ Ministries, and with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you this beautifully illustrated Book of Acts. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.